When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Somebody that has a lot of experience out there on social media and putting out good content for the Raider Nation is my guy Murph from Raiders Fan Radio, and he is joining us today from Las Vegas. He is in town, and he's going to take a couple of minutes out of this vacation to join us here on Raider Nation Radio. Murph, I can't thank you enough, man, for taking this time out of your day to chat with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. Great to talk to you, Harry, as always. And, yeah, we're in town celebrating a couple of graduations in our family. But, of course, while we were in town, my son and I had to go tour Allegiant Stadium yesterday, and it was my second time doing the tour. It's absolutely spectacular, and I know most Raider fans in Vegas have already done it, but I cannot recommend that enough if you haven't, and definitely get the overtime experience and go hang out on Coors Landing, man. It's just an absolute blast doing that tour. They do an amazing job over there at Allegiant.
Ain't that something, man? I mean, we all love the Coliseum for what it meant for the Raider Nation, but we didn't have these kind of opportunities to be able to tour the facility. And now fans, whether it be on a game day week or not, if you're in Vegas and those are available, that's a great just experience for anybody to go out there.
Absolutely. It's just it's a love letter to the Raiders. And going through with my son, who's 18 and, you know, hasn't really seen a lot of winning around the organization, unfortunately, you know, and he's seen some challenging times in his life. For him to see, you know, just the greats and of Raider Nation and the greats of the Raiders just emblazoned in that building was amazing. At one point, we were just sitting up on top of the Coors Light Landing and just watching the highlights playing across the scoreboard. It's just highlight after highlight of Hall of Famer. And, you know, and I felt like I was sitting there narrating to him the history of the Raiders. And it really is just a spectacular facility and you know, as you mentioned, you know, Oakland's got the charm that it was because it was ours. And you know, Vegas will never be Oakland and Oakland will never be Vegas, but that's okay. This new version that we have of the Raiders is pretty awesome.
It's a new chapter in history, and heck, we got a lot of history. There's a reason why the Raiders don't retire numbers, because if they did, there wouldn't be any numbers available for the players on the field right now. And one of the big competitions going down, Murph, Aiden O'Connell versus Gardner Minshew, the first time that the Raiders have a competition for that spot since 2014. What's your point of view on it as a fan?
I think it's fun. You know, like you said, we haven't seen this in a long, long time from the Raiders. To see this going to unfold and to see these two young men compete, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's, you know, I know that there can be a lot of criticism around it, around some of the moves that have been made, but I don't. I welcome them. And I think the competition is healthy and it breeds success. And we know what a competitive culture Antonio Pierce is building around the team. And so I'm looking forward to seeing these guys go at it. And, you know, I it's unfortunate. Sometimes as fans, we kind of fall into different camps. You know, it's like, oh, if you're for this guy, you're against that guy. Man, I'm for all of them. And I hope that a lot of Raider Nation is like that as well. Like, whichever one of these guys wins out, I hope that's the case. And, you know, you think about, like, I'm old enough and been turned the calendar enough times. I remember when there were days when Kenny Stabler and Daryl LaMonica played in the same game. Like, there's going to be some interchange and interaction as these guys, you know, develop and take advantage of skill sets versus different teams. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw, I'm not talking about, like, swapping during games or anything, but just a certain interchange ability. You know, like, we think about the opening game against the Chargers. Heck, Aiden O'Connell did pretty darn good against the Chargers last year. So would it surprise us with that experience if he were to step into that week one role and you know, and to helm the team, and then at some point, you know, maybe Gardner beats him out or whatever. I don't know. But, like, I think that it's going to be really interesting to watch, and I think that we got a lot to look forward to with both of these guys.
Yeah, I'd say he did okay in that game, that Thursday night football game. it was a pretty good game. What was it? 35 points at halftime or something like that. It was pretty incredible from AOC.
Yeah, something like that.
Murphy.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of stuff, if you're into big scores, I guess, you know, then yeah, it was cool.
Right, definitely. When you get those kind of victories, you got to enjoy them. Somebody on social media yesterday, I'm a Dodgers fan, so I was celebrating when Teoscar Hernandez hit a home run to take the lead, and he was like, it's cool, but I want a World Series, and I want the Raiders to win the Super Bowl. I'm like, hey, I want that too. I want that very, very much. But that doesn't mean that we can't celebrate when our team has big wins or has success during the regular season. And at the end of the day, Murph, how far do you see the squad from having success in the regular season? Because if you do that, then you have an opportunity to make it to the postseason and then potentially getting wins in it too.
Absolutely. We've got to celebrate those victories along the way, man. There's nothing wrong with it, especially when you get a big win against a rival like that. I mean, nothing better than to celebrate that. You know, and I remember once upon a time, and I know that there's mixed emotions around this guy in Raider Nation, but I remember Warren Sapp one time saying, you just got to win your home games and half your road games. If you do that, it will set your team up into a position to be successful in the postseason and probably contend for the division. And so, you know, yeah, we have an odd amount of games in the schedule now. It's not just going to be a 16-game season like when Sapp was referring to that, but I think conceptually, and that probably actually came from Tony Dungy, but conceptually I think that that's kind of the environment and the kind of the mindset that I hope the Raiders are looking at. And tell me what your thoughts are on this, Harry. You know, we see other teams' fans in our stadium, and we see them there and their team have success. It sure would be nice to send home a lot of those fans, not only broke from the blackjack table, but with their team taking an L on that field of Allegiant Stadium. That sure would be a nice thing for us. So that idea that we could win our home games this year, which I think is entirely possible, I think that would be a really good goal to set for the Raiders. And like you said, you got to celebrate those victories along the way, because without those, we don't contend for the postseason.
And look, at the end of the day, in my opinion too, you got to put on a show. You got to get victories, and then your own fans would be doing what those visiting fans are doing. I want to go to Vegas. I want to spend a weekend there and watch the Raiders kick some tail and watch the Raiders get some victories and watch them put on a show and enjoy myself going out there. I was talking with Danny in the past. I used to travel to Oakland and check the schedule and be like, okay, this is a winnable game. This is a game I want to go to because I might enjoy a victory. No, you want your fan base to have that kind of mindset in every single game. And I think Antonio Pierce, he's a man for the job. He's got the Raider Nation all riled up and ready to go to battle with him. And you see the way that he's building this squad. I was going through the stats. 8 former players are part of the coaching staff, including AP. That can be a huge advantage for the Raiders.
I think this coaching staff is fantastic. I love the addition of Marvin Lewis. Of course, we know what we get out of Patrick Graham, but Tom McMahon, I mean, everybody from just across the board, I think that they've assembled a fantastic staff. And I think that when you put that kind of level of experience and accountability with the history on and off the field, I think that really translates well to the locker room. And that's not any news to anybody. I mean, all we got to do is, you know, you listen to Max Crosby on his podcast, you listen to some of the interviews that the guys are giving out there. I mean, everybody is 100% in and 100% with this staff. And it's just, it feels like those are the things that breed success. It's like, you know, I always say that, and it's a saying that I got, but, you know, culture eats strategy for breakfast. I mean, you can come in there with the biggest plans in the world and the most elaborate schemes and all that stuff, but if you don't have the culture in your organization to embrace and to everybody be walking in unison towards a one common goal, then those strategies tend to fail. And so the idea that Antonio Pierce has come in and completely galvanized, I feel like, Harry, and this is maybe just me, a fan perspective, but I feel like the first time in a very long time, for the most part, the fans, the coaching staff, the players, management, media, everybody is in the same boat. Like, we're all kind of pulling the same direction. We don't have these big divisions. Yeah, I mentioned about the two camps amongst the quarterbacks, but I think that's just a real small sect of Raider Nation. I think that for the most part, we're all bought in, and we don't feel like we have to manufacture any optimism. I think the optimism is there because it's tangible. We can see the success. We saw how the season ended last year. We saw the Raiders' improvements already in this past offseason. We see the buy-in. We see the culture. Just it's absolutely incredible. It was something. I mean, I'm always proud to be a Raider fan. My silver and black heart bleeds silver and black blood, and that's never going to stop. But right now, in this current incarnation of the Raiders, I couldn't be prouder to be a fan. And it's just, I'm excited and fired up for the season.
Murph from Raiders Fan Radio is our guest here today on the JT The Brick Show. Murph, talk about the charity work that you guys got going down with the foundation. I know that Raiders Dad got something big coming up during the preseason. And also, we already know that the Crab Fest is going to go down on September 27th with the Biletnikoff Foundation. And if the Biletnikoff Foundation got the Crab Fest going on, you guys are out there doing great content too.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, so our foundation is called the One Nation Foundation. All the money that we make with our show, Raiders Fan Radio, we give all of it away. All the money that we get through advertising, direct donations, sweepstakes, you know, raffles, all that kind of stuff, we give 100% of that money away to Raiders-related charities, including the good folks at Raider Dad, who we are sponsoring their preseason event this year against the 49ers. So if you're going to that preseason game, definitely come on out and see us out there. We're going to supply Raider not only just attending the game, but also the tailgate for underprivileged kids and their families. And so come on out and say hi to us and see the kids and see, you know, the money in action and the great work that those folks are doing. And then, yeah, with the Biletnikoffs, we give them a check annually at their annual Crab Fest. And so we are this Wednesday on our show, Raiders Fan Radio. You can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/Raiders Fan Radio. We're auctioning off a jersey that we had signed at last year's event. It's got a bunch of Raider greats on it. It's got, of course, Fred Biletnikoff. It's got Jim Plunkett. It's got Phil Villapiano. It's got Coach Antonio Pierce on there. Also has Hollywood legends on there. So you could get in on bidding on that thing, and all that money that we raise for that night on our YouTube, we give 100% of that money away, and we go live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. East or 7 p.m. Eastern. And it's not about pumping up the show. It's about pumping up money for our One Nation Foundation. We really want to set a record this year given to the Biletnikoffs. And so we can't do that without your help and, of course, your amazing generosity from Raider Nation.
Absolutely. Check out Murph. Check out Swag Jeff, Michelle, the whole crew over there at Raiders Fan Radio, at Raiders Fan Radio on Twitter. And also you can check out Murph _ Murph on Twitter. My man, always a pleasure catching up with you, talking silver and black. You guys do a great job. I love the perspective that you guys bring out to the table. And any opportunity I got to put the spotlight on y'all, I'll always try to do it, my man.
Harry, you're the absolute best, brother. We cannot thank you enough for giving us a platform for this. Your generosity goes completely noticed, my friend. We are so thankful for you and the exposure that you give to us and the foundation. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. There he goes, Murph from Raiders Fan Radio. Always a pleasure catching up with him. He's out here on Vegas, and he still took his time to be able to come on the air today here on Raider Nation Radio.